It was an early September day. Jim Anderson dug through some boxes in his basement and found the old yearbook photo of his 1986 South Lakes High School cross-country team, a moment captured nearly 30 years ago to the day. There he is, top row, third from the left, in his blue running uniform.
We would be running on a very hot day, 100 degrees, and I'm sure our coach would be mad if he knew about this, but we'd rip off our shirts and shoes and hop in the local lake and swim around to cool down. It was just wonderful. Best memories from high school.
But this story isn't all about Jim. It's also about his friend David Williams, middle row, second from the left, gray shorts.
He was kind of a goof off at times, but when it comes to academics, he was dead serious. After graduation, we kind of lost touch with one another, but he went through VMI and had a very successful career in the Navy, lieutenant commander.
Jim found his own success, grad school and a career, then marriage.
Just got busy, like so many people. It was after 9/11 that I decided I was going to change.
That day, Lieutenant Commander David Williams was killed at the Pentagon.
His wife was on one of the local TV news stations, and I just remember saying that her husband was missing. When she said his name, it was like a lightning bolt hit you. You had this horrible sinking feeling.
So in David's honor, Jim returned to the activity they shared together decades before.
So I decided in 2004 to start doing the Marine Corps Marathon. I remember even talking to Dave about that. Back when we were in cross country, back in the 80s.
This year's Marine Corps Marathon will be his 12th.
We go through the final miles in the marathon. You go right past Arlington National Cemetery, and you can see right where he died in the Pentagon and where he's buried. When that medal gets put around you when you finish, I always try to thank the young Marines that do this for their service. I'm just Jim Anderson, but I think I represent maybe the story of a lot of people that are doing it for a lot of very personal reasons.
Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.